Hello, friends. ZZ back. Right away, the snark is running high. As audience member Jeremy says, excuse me if I sound weird, I got a cough drop in my mouth. World's longest staff meeting. It didn't go long, but I went ahead and ate lunch. Got that out of the way. You got to go the consistency during fat-a-thon meeting, eating, that is, some cottage cheese, 3 hard-boiled egg whites, not to mention some fruit, and this time strawberries, so with the strawberries, and what else did I have? A handful of nuts. That's about it. Welcome. So glad you're back. I already want to get back up north. It's stunning the damage that was done. So you have 10 acres of property. 9.5 of the acres are dense woods. In those 9.5 acres, nearly every tree in this forest, if they were 100 feet high, they're now 30 feet shorter. If they were 70 feet high, they're down to 40 feet. Everything had, like all the branches, ice, and then the tree would bend and then snap. And so what would then tumble to the ground would be this top third of the tree, which, you know, is not that big around of a piece of wood. It's just a lot of branch type size wood on the forest floor. And if you were to get a view from back up and looking at the edge of the woods, just at the tops of the trees, it's as if a giant came through with a big sword and just swung and cut off all the tops of the trees. And then all the tops of the trees are now laying in the forest or hung up on other branches. It's a disaster. And I had worked hard in cleaning up that forest because there had been, just over the years, no one would go in and do this, get rid of the fallen timber. So, you know, for 7 years, I've been pulling wood out of there and burning it, and that's our firewood. Well, now I'm back to square zero times 10. Holy shit, is it a catastrophe. It is going to take, I could be in there sawing away at this forever, and it just wouldn't get done. It's really bad. But you know how I am. Take it all in stride. I think I just scratched my cornea, by the way. It feels like there is a 2x4 of wood. The one side of my face is all red now. Ridiculous. Okay. But welcome to you to be here for part 2 of this show. And I'll tell you more on the Patreon if you sign up to my Patreon on today's Patreon show about what my mole witnessed in the field and who was going to the hospital last night at around 7:30 p.m. And so with that nugget and a couple other breadcrumbs, that's all the information that exists right now. So I will tell you about this. You're definitely going to want this information. You know, it's a good feeling to know that people are looking out and saying, hey, EZ, we've got boots on the ground, and we just found out this information. We're going to pass it along to you. So I will discuss that on the Patreon. Probably a good idea right now, if it wasn't in the past. It always is a good idea to sign up for the Patreon for 7 days free. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free, and you will hear the April 28th Patreon show. And I'm going to give you this drama. The timing on this couldn't have been more outstanding. Well, I'm not kidding you. While the ambulance is carting this soul away, the mole is reaching out to me. So I think, I mean, I actually was probably the first person to know about this outside of maybe one loved one of this sweet soul. But I am an upstanding team player, and I won't just share this out to the world rando. In fact, what I'll do is I'm going to make you pay or at least sign up for a 7-day free trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane to tell you what is up and what I discovered. And it has to be a 911 call with this. So I reached out and filed a Freedom of Information Act request, which that is straight out of the Pellerito Handbook. So I you know what? I'm going to channel my inner Pellerito and get this information. As long as I don't dress up in a ridiculous Santa Claus outfit and sing some crappy song like the huge pussy that he is, or pushy. He's a pushy pussy. Hoping the mole yelled, Eric Zane sends his regards to the person while being wheeled out on a stretcher. Well, you're assuming that this person is an adversary of mine. It could be a dear friend. You don't know. You don't know those things, Tyler. Alan says, is that for Greg? I don't know. I know what that's referencing, but I don't know where that's coming from. Weird. Anyway, I've got all the details. And I reached out to one other person to tell them about this. And I think that the person that was taken away in the ambulance, that person's head was probably spinning. Jeremy says, I can't wait for all the... He wrote all of the stand. I don't know what he means by that. To potentially say it's been 84 years, Zane, shame on you for using this to make money. Well, you're assuming that you know who this is about, and you don't know that, Jeremy. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm guessing Freebeard took too many Viagra and his rod lasted over 4 hours, requiring immediate medical assistance. Well, we're going to find that shit out. I'll tell you that right now. I love my moles. My moles make my life so much easier, and I appreciate that. Did the mole send a Zapruder film as well? No. And I like how you spell Zapruder, which is Z-A-P-R-U-D-E-R. You wrote Zipruder. Thank you, Alan. I get what you mean. It's fine. By the way, the mole, you saw me look at my phone a second ago. The mole writes, the person who was whisked away in the ambulance last night was seen in the front yard this morning. So that person is still alive. That's good. There's a lot of reasons why that's good. And it's not because I give a shit. There are a million other good reasons. Anyway. Trump went to the funeral of the Pope. It says Trump ripped for disrespecting the Pope at his funeral 3 times. Now, I'm not sure. I think there's like two things in particular. One is he fell asleep. And the other one was that he was snoring during the Pope's funeral. And then the other one, they said, it said, oh my God, can you believe this? Trump wore a blue suit to the Pope's funeral. And right away, I was like, what? What's wrong with a blue suit? And then people are like, no, no, you have to wear black. And that's not, I don't think that's true. You don't have to wear black. I even looked it up, and most places where I looked it up said a Navy suit is acceptable. I mean, I'm not a Trump apologist. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck what happens to Trump. I don't like Trump. But making a big deal because he wore a navy blue suit is not a, disrespectful thing. You're supposed to wear colors that don't draw attention to you. And black works and navy blue works. You can look it up yourself. It's not a big deal to wear a navy blue suit. It's supposed to be a muted color. And he did exactly that. Luke says, you can actually see people around him wearing blue too. LOL, who cares? Yeah, anybody who is going to bitch and say that out of all the shit you can be pissed at Trump about, to go after him because he happens to be wearing a blue suit, that's not a big deal. I think the another thing that we can look at is that's even more important is, despite wearing very muted attire, Melania Trump is still a goddamn smoke show. She's got like the head thing on, the old school lace deal on her head. A long overcoat, the lacy deal on her hands. This woman, okay, she has the ability to dress in the least flattering things on the planet, like this giant frumpy coat. And not only is it fashionable and sensible because it's maybe a little chilly there, she is a fucking smoke show. This is, hands down, the greatest first lady we have ever had in the history of the country. And anybody who thinks otherwise is a petty, jealous fuck. Okay? My God. Luke says, this is as dumb as the Obama tan suit thing. Yeah, I don't even know what that means because this type of shit doesn't bug me. Unless if Trump is wearing like a UC Santa Barbara banana slugs t-shirt, like one of the dudes in Pulp Fiction, great reference. I don't see any problem with what he's wearing. Give me a fucking break. And then about Trump falling asleep. Okay. First of all, he's very, very busy. And it's not like he's not doing anything. The idea that Trump fell asleep, this is the image right here. What the fuck is that? Now, here he is. He's actually stone cold asleep, without a doubt. Melania knows that if she like nudges him or something like that, people are going to notice that. You just leave it alone, let him sleep. And then in the image next to that, mouth open, snoring. So now they're calling him Sleepy Don. And it's like, well, yes. Anything Catholic is long. Okay? If you're going to, excuse me. I'm still sick as hell, by the way. I had a coughing fit on Friday that I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I still have to keep eating these damn cough drops or else no show. Anything Catholic is long. And you got to figure, you got the Holy Father dying. So this is 3 hours minimum. My God. So I don't, you know, him falling asleep at the damn thing. I've been there. You know, there's nothing worse than falling asleep when you're upright, though, because you're not going to be able to control yourself and you're going to do the head bob. And then people are going to notice or your wife is going to elbow you. I don't think Melania elbowed him because he'll probably, beat the hell out of her. Or maybe he's afraid that she'll beat the hell out of him. This is another clip of Trump. I don't think that this is at the funeral. I'm not even sure what this is. But she's actually looking at him here as he's snoozing. He does this a lot. He's always falling asleep, this guy. I mean, we got to understand, he's almost like 80 years old. I honestly don't have a problem with a president or anybody falling asleep at any type of religious ceremony. But look at her. Oh, my God. Even when she's looking disgusted, like right there, she is disgusted at Trump. But she still is just a knockout. My God. Total babe. All right. So let me just say that this is nothing. This is a total nothing burger. I am really surprised that in this case, NJ.com went with this headline. I mean, like I said, there is no love lost between Trump and I. Not a Trump fan. Not everybody got on board with the story, though, because it's nothing. Who gives a shit? You're actually busting the guy over him wearing a blue suit and because he nodded off during a really, really boring thing. I wouldn't even have gone. If I was the president, I would say, no, I'm not going. And people would say, well, that's disrespectful. And you say, no, it's not. It's because I am, if I go to this one, then when the next religious leader, first from some other, whatever, denomination or maybe not denomination, but entire religion, like Buddhist or Islam or Jew or whatever, if some religious leader dies, then I got to go to that one. But there's no way in fuck I'm going to go to those other ones. So why would I want to be the president who only is looked at as the one who would go to the Christian one? Because if I go to the Christian one, then I got to go to any one else of these fuckers dies. I got to go to the goddamn event, and I don't want anything to do with that shit. A, I'm busy. A, I don't want to. B, I'll fall asleep on camera. C, it's fucking boring as shit, and I'm not interested. And the whole idea that if I do it for one, then everybody's going to expect me to do it for all. I would rather just say, yeah, this president does not support any one religious organization. And since the United States of America is a business, we are not going to do that. So, no. I'm not going to the Pope's funeral, and I'm not going to go to any other. He's lucky that early on, and he had a great opportunity in his presidency. He's lucky that the Pope died. He had an opportunity to say, fuck that shit. No, I'm not going to the Pope's funeral. I mean, because then what if the leader of whatever religious organization, then I got to go to that one too. And these things suck. And I am not religious. Trump trying to pin himself as some type of religious leader or some type of spiritual leader. He is not. He doesn't do that shit. Are you kidding me? Anybody who believes that Trump has any religious vibe whatsoever is a fucking fool. I would have had a hell of a lot more respect for him if he said, no, I'm not going to this. I don't give a shit. That, I think, would have helped his approval rating. Did you see that Trump right now, his approval rating is the lowest, like, of any president in the last 100 years or something like that? Everybody's pissed off at this guy. Now, I find that to be shocking because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. You idiots voted him in because he promised you he was going to do this. His approval rating should be the highest of any president. But you dicks voted him in and he said, all right, let's go to work. And then he started to do exactly what he told you he was going to do. And then you got all butthurt because he did what he's doing. This shouldn't have been a surprise to you. Yet, here we are. I don't know how this is even possible. Did you know that right now, at the U.S. border with Mexico, there has never been a time in history that less people have been crossing into the United States illegally? Think about that. Now, I wish there was more people crossing into the U.S. illegally. I wish there was more people plugging into the land of opportunity and helping us build our country with farming, other and all types of agriculture jobs and roofing and whatever the hell. But Trump has cut off that workforce. That's exactly what he said he was going to do. Not only that, but the people that are in here are afraid to go outside because they're going to get snatched off the street. And then, like, you know, I don't know if you know this, but 99% of the people that are deported since Trump took office, and it's in the thousands, are like sweet, loving moms, dads, babies, and grandparents, mentally handicapped, poor, indigent. 1% of them are gang members. Okay? So then he puts all these people on a plane, and then all these, there's an entire room full of hardened criminals and babies. And the babies are in shackles, and they're just surrounded by gang members. And then the gang members then give prison tattoos onto the faces of the babies. And that's because they're Mexicans. That's what's happening right now. And Trump has says they're all criminals. Lock them up in that prison in El Salvador. So you've got hundreds of thousands of babies along with the elderly and, you know, poor people who are mentally handicapped. That's what Trump is doing. And that's exactly what you assholes wanted him to do. That's why you racist fucks voted for him. So here he is. He's doing and then you get a phone call over the weekend and it's somebody saying, how do you rate President Trump's job performance? Oh, I'm really disappointed. Why? Well, because I got less money. Yeah, but he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Isn't that why you voted for him? Yeah. Well, then why don't you approve? Because my 401k was 90 bucks and now it's 10 bucks. So I'm super pissed off at him. So yeah, all that is out the window. Now I'm pissed off. What? Man Bun Chris says his supporters would be upset if they could read the approval ratings. I'm curious as to what my show MAGA Monsters, how my MAGA Monsters feel about the guy that they voted for. I know Cole in Colorado Springs. He's a big MAGA guy. Nick is all MAGA. Kevin Kuiper's super MAGA. Dave, I think in Hudsonville is MAGA. How, if you are giving him a bad approval rating, how? How could you possibly be? He's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, you dipshits. God damn it. He said he was going to lock up babies. And he's, you know, ripping babies from the hands of, he's even gone out of his way to try to make it so that, what is it called? The thing in the Constitution about birthright. If a person is born on U.S. soil, they are an American. He's trying to make it so that if some guy comes into the country illegally and he works for 25 years picking fruit for a farmer and, you know, being a great upstanding citizen and he has a baby, no, that kid is in here illegally too. Put them all in the prison in El Salvador. That's what he's doing. I don't understand why the low approval rating. His approval rating should be high. More than 100 immigrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. They had a raid at a nightclub in Colorado. Colorado Springs, where Cole is. This is a big story in his neck of the woods. Trump said, all right, raid the place. The place had been known as like an after-hours club where alleged prostitution, drug trafficking, crimes, violence. So the ICE team shows up and people start like hitting the door. They're taking off. They're running away. And they had a perimeter. They rounded everybody up. And they're all now, you take those 100 people and you blend them in with 10,000 babies. And then you send them to El Salvador. That is happening as we speak. God, that's incredible. Trump, again, doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Folks, sponsors drive this show, as you know. Hello to Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. I got to open up my notes for this, because I was talking with Jeremy about this. And there's some information he wants me to tell you. First of all, if you want to reach Jennison Pool and Spa Depot at their Chicago Drive in Jennison, Michigan location, the number is 616-457-0500. That's 616-457-0500. 500. What? I sound like I'm drunk. Maintenance and repairs on pools, filters, and heaters. So if you got a pool, somebody's got to maintain that. This is who you call. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. There are price points for pools. You can get a super expensive pool. You can get a not as extravagant pool. You can get them at a lower cost. They don't install just all high-end pools. They'll install something that will get you by the water all summer long with your tiki bar and your wife getting lit and all her girlfriends, and then all, next thing you know, there's an orgy. That's what happens when you have a pool. Diana's always trying to dial me into her group orgies, but I'm like, I'm embarrassed because my ding-dong doesn't perform the way it used to. All the pool supplies you'll ever need at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Maybe you need the shock in the bucket, which is what I get, the chlorine pucks. They have all those. You need any pH testing equipment, they will pH test your water for free. Just bring in a sample. They'll do all the rest at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot, an actual brick and mortar location as opposed to these fly by night pool scam types of places that, yeah, we'll install your pool and they take your money and they're gone. They'll install any fiberglass or vinyl liner pool. Sometimes if you have an existing pool with a vinyl liner, sometimes they get damaged. They can repair your vinyl liner pool. Now, here at the EZ compound, we don't do a vinyl pool, nor do we do the fiberglass pool. We are stainless steel and concrete around these parts. They even service the rich blood pools like that one. You know, there are only a handful of Americans that have a concrete / stainless steel pool. And your old pal EZ is one of them. You can't have one of those unless you've got hot tub money. You know? Nakua Matata with a great question. Did EZ talk about the Chris Scherr trial that started today?
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
I didn't just because that's it. That's all that is available in news, is that it began. But rest assured, I will be following that. That is an interesting bit of news. And the reason why it's interesting is because it's already setting up to be, in my opinion, a not guilty verdict. And that is because zero jurors are black. Now, there's been some talk about how does that even happen? How can you have all of this jury pool and none of them being black? Somebody on Reddit floated the idea that it's difficult to get black people to respond to jury duty. And I think this makes sense. A, black people are poorer, especially, well, just in general. I mean, that's just a thing. And it takes a lot more to get a person who's really struggling to earn money out of work. And in addition, poor people tend to move from place to place to place more often. It's difficult to get those jury notices to be answered to. You know what I mean? And I don't know if this is all true, but it sure sounded interesting to me that there were less people in the jury pool that were African American. Tyler says there are far more important things for EZ to investigate, such as free beer ODing on Viagra, allegedly. I don't know what you're talking about there. More information on the Patreon. Moles. Chris says, I got summoned but was never needed. Would have been tough taking so much time off work. I think that the actual jury selection system for the way trials are conducted needs to be revamped. For starters, people that are on juries should be paid what they're made by their jobs. You know, like, let's say if a week of work you're going to make $1,000. And, you know, if you go into jury duty, it's exponentially less. They should it should be mandatory that you have to pay, the state would pay or whoever is conducting the trial, what you make. Also, a jury of peers sometimes can be, I think there's a lot of interesting things that could go wrong. Like someone can finagle their way onto a jury with ulterior motives and not get a strike. Next thing you know, they're on a jury in a major case. Nakua also brings up that GR is going to burn if he's not guilty. Now, that's the other thing that I think is interesting. Do I think he should be found guilty? Well, I mean, I'm just some idiot, but let's not forget that the jurors are also just some idiot. And I don't know all the evidence presented. All I know is the video that was shot. And the video that I saw looked pretty damning to me. Piano Finger Banger says we need professional jurors. I don't trust, quote, my peers to make any kind of important decision. Nor do I. I don't understand why that has never been considered to have that reworked. And what is the holdup? Why? It's kind of like in college football. It took them for the longest time to come around to a playoff system. And then when they finally did, everyone's like, well, what the fuck took you so long? Tyler says, agreed. My peers are all retarded. I'd hate for my fate to be in their hands. All right. But that's very interesting. I think Stevie said that they're actually streaming that trial. I don't know if I can get that far into it. You know, I've got a life. Runner girl Amy says, did I miss how long the FOIA stuff will take to arrive for EZ? No, I didn't say, but they said that they'll review it. They'll review the request, and it might take 5 days. It might take 10 days. Typically, I've never done a FOIA request before. But if anybody knows Pellerito, ask him. Because he's done that a lot for your old pal EZ. But this time, I did not make a 911 call. Man Bun Chris says, any comment on the note from the editor today on the Big Fraud News Network article? I have not seen this. Note from the editor. Eric Zane just dropped another breadcrumb for anyone trying to figure out what exactly is going on with him lately. After weeks of drama teasing a reunion, with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show publicly canceling himself over controversial comments about wrestlers and veterans, now he's suddenly singing the praises of his podcast platform, Red Circle, calling it, quote, the best platform on social media today. On the surface, seems harmless. Just a podcaster happy with his hosting company. But behind the scenes, radio insiders are buzzing. Is Zane locking himself in tighter with Red Circle because other doors have quietly closed? After the heat from his recent comments, it's not hard to imagine Red Circle offering him a safer harbor. Or maybe he's securing a new deal to keep full control after burning a few, parentheses, all, bridges elsewhere. Either way, one thing's clear. When Zane starts loudly waving the flag for something, he's usually setting the stage for his next move. Stay tuned, it's never boring. I'm a big fan of the line, either way, one thing's clear. I don't know how clear it is. All right. All right. So there's a baseball player by the name of Jaren Duran. And he did a Netflix special. I don't even know anything about the guy. A few weeks ago, there was a Netflix documentary. I don't know what it was about, if it was about him or the baseball team or baseball in general. But he had like a really emotional moment in this docu when he revealed that he attempted to kill himself 3 years ago. And, you know, now he's like improved. He's gotten better and the past is behind him. I guess during the seventh inning stretch of this game in Cleveland, Jaren Duran of the Red Sox heard some fans screaming at him and making a comment about him wanting to kill himself at one point. Like the fan was heckling him about a suicide attempt. Duran said Sunday that a fan in the front row near the Red Sox dugout in Cleveland did just that. It doesn't say specifically what the crack was. Said something inappropriate to him after Duran flied out in the seventh inning. Duran stayed on the top step of the dugout and glared at the fan as the inning played out. And then during the seventh inning stretch before the singing of God Bless America, Red Sox teammates and coaches kept Duran away from the area as umpires and progressive field security personnel gathered to handle the situation. So basically, Duran said, hey, that guy told me, made a crack about me nearly killing myself. And then, like, they told the umpires, and then the umpires tell security. Security goes in, and they throw the guy out for making the comment. This is that moment. I've got a clip here we can share.
Jaren Duran was down on the field, fairly close to the stands, and a fan came down. Must have been yelling something at Jaren, and some of the coaches and the umpires were involved. And eventually we saw this guy leave through the stands up to the concourse. Jemai, you're downstairs.
Yeah, OB, so there was a fan sitting right here in the front row. He said something that crossed the line after Jaren had flied out to left field. And he stayed up here at the top of the dugout, kind of staring the guy down. Then when the inning ended, he walked over there to share his words, but the umpire said that he'll take care of it. So that's what happened.
It looked like that fan has departed as it is in there for a strike here on Rocchio.
Well, you knew it was.
Oh, we need that one guy to hit a home run. I don't think he plays for either one of these teams. I forget his name. There was one guy whenever there's something fucked up that happens who hits a home run. We've talked about it 1,000 times. Castellanos. God, wouldn't that be something?
Bad when they were showing other Cleveland fans getting in that guy's face as he was leaving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So other Cleveland fans were saying, yeah, man, you shouldn't have told him to go kill himself.
Stadium saying, hey, you, like that, who knows what he said, but even other Guardians fans weren't happy about it.
All right. Jaren, they should have not thrown the fan out, and they should have allowed Duran to go into the stands. You know, the old, you can't run into the stands and challenge a guy who hits you in the cup with a face. Right. But you can go in the stands and challenge a fan who says, why don't you go try kill yourself again? Then it's okay. Like if I owned a baseball team, there would be like an announcement. It says, per rules of the facility, players are allowed to go into the stands and kick your ass. If any fan says something that's over the line, you might get your ass kicked by a player. I would make that part of like what you get when you buy a ticket. You agree to this. Your behavior, you know, before it's like, hey, Any fans that say anything objectionable, they might get kicked out. I would say any fans that say anything that's really fucked up, you might get the shit kicked out of you by the player that you are insulting. You know, that's something that if I were running baseball, I would my first day, I would say Pete Rose is in the Hall of Fame. Yes, he was an asshole, but he's a Hall of Fame player. And going forward, if you treat the players like shit, it is okay for them to beat the shit out of you. The players will not get any, they will not be, in fact, they'll be given a bonus. If any fan says something that's too far and the player beats the shit out of you, that player will be given a bonus. They will be paid more money going forward. Enough of this bullshit of, like, being nice. Fuck that shit. Nakua says, what if the fan wins the fight? Well, they probably won't, but whatever. It's up to the player. Player can say, well, all right, he's a pussy. I'm going to go kick his ass. Cole says Pete Rose is dead. That's right, he is dead. I know that from this show. Cole, so let me ask you something, since I know you're right there. Back to an earlier story. Do you give the president glowing grades or shitty grades in the first 100 days? Because that's the litmus test. That's the measuring stick here. The first 100 days in office, you're either, oh my God, he's done exactly what he's supposed to do, or you're like, no, I'm not happy at all. Now, if you say you're not happy at all, that's when I think you're going to run into some jeopardy there, because I'll be like, well, that I think he's done exactly what he said he was going to do. Are you happy with the direction right now? I need to know from a MAGA maniac like you. Tell me right now, Trump, yay or nay? That's all I'm asking. Thumbs up, thumbs down. You can be honest. I'm not going to bust your balls too much. Got a perfect opportunity for you to say exactly what's on your mind. Cole says he can't handcuff enough babies. Thumbs up. He loves it. He is. So Cole's the guy who, when they say, are you happy with the job that President Trump has done? He's the guy saying, yeah. I love it. That's what's shocking to me. I cannot believe the fact that he is right now the least popular president, least approval rating, terrible. What am I trying to say here? Most people say he's doing a shitty job. How can you possibly fucking say that? All right. So I don't know if it's a good idea to make fun of a guy who tried to kill himself. I mean, I have taken a run at people. That joke I've said to people, yeah, why don't you, like, if ex-military guy is giving me shit, I say, why don't you go become one of the 22? That's a good suicide joke. So I will make that joke. I will go the route of the suicide heckle, provided that the person that I'm heckling has done something that I don't like. Okay? And if they're a douchebag, then they are subject to a potential heckle of that magnitude. But if I don't know them and they've done nothing but just perform well at baseball against my team, no. That is not a reason for that type of venom. Not to say that I would be opposed. Like, for example, any member of the Green Bay Packers. No, I can't even go that far. Aaron Rodgers. Let's just say a former Packer. If I had the opportunity to say something mean to Aaron Rodgers, I think that everything is on the table for that douchebag. Okay? By the way, I love the fact that former Detroit Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, Well, this guy is a he's a ball breaker. And he becomes the new coach of the Jets. And he fired Aaron Rodgers. And then Rodgers went on Pat McAfee's show and it was all butthurt because Rodgers basically told him to get the fuck out of here. Or Glenn told him to get the fuck out of here. I love that so much. That fragile flower, Aaron Rodgers, then runs over to Pat McAfee to complain to him about how disappointed he was that Aaron, that I keep calling Aaron Glenn, Aaron Rodgers, that Aaron Glenn did what he did. Eat shit, you bitch. Oh, God. I cannot stand that guy. All right. Man Bun Chris says, speaking of, did you see the Bill Belichick interview? So awkward. I saw something. Was it girlfriend related? Was the girlfriend involved? Let me see if I can find what you're looking for or what you're talking about. CBS this morning. Is that what you're referring to? Speaking, did you see, yeah, refused to answer how they met. People saying she's an escort. Oh no. Well, that would make more sense. The fact that this stone cold stunner, this smoke show chick, is actually just a paid partner. That would actually make more sense. And no, I haven't watched the interview yet. I don't want to just play it sight unseen. Okay. Thank you though. What else am I talking about here? Oh, my God. Speaking of smoke show, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Boy, to me, I don't know. Who's hotter, Kristi Noem or Melania? Well, Melania. I would say Melania is a 10. Kristi Noem in the same ballpark is, compared to Melania, is a 6-7. If Melania is not in the mix, Kristi Noem is a 9. Well, she got her purse ripped off recently. She was at a restaurant celebrating like Easter. And she had her purse and it was like on the floor. And then the next thing you know, it's gone. And then people are talking about how, holy shit, the purse is gone. What the hell? Well, they made an arrest. And I think part of the reason why an arrest was made is because, well, the Secret Service is really embarrassed because seated at the table with Noem was the Secret Service. And just some dude who it's not clear whether or not he knew it was her. Cases around the table a little bit. You see him in the video. I didn't see the video. I just read the account. And then he sits down near where she is. And he's kind of like moving his leg. And he kind of, with the tip of his shoe or his toe or whatever, is able to slowly, like it was a really brazen maneuver, is able to move the bag towards him. In the video, you see him grab it, and then it's under his coat, and then off he goes. Well, they've made an arrest. They found out, arrest made in theft of Noem's purse. The loss of the purse has once again put Secret Service into the spotlight of how horrible are these people. Don't forget, during the summer when that maniac tried to shoot Trump in the head, the ineptness that was on display. In fact, the person who was in charge of the Secret Service lost her job. It was a shit show, man. These guys suck. People are like, oh my God, there's a gunman. There's a gunman. And the Secret Service is like, ah, fuck it. Don't worry about it. It's cool. God, that was so weird. So you would think that now that they would, this is an important thing that comes into question. How is it that it would make sense to me that if the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, part of Trump's cabinet, is out in the wild, it isn't so much that you would have people at her table, but they should be at the tables around or form a perimeter just to keep people away. All it would take is just a couple of these slappies to stand guard like a sentry. That's S-E-N-T-R-Y, not century. So I don't know if that's going to change anything. But the guy that did it is a serial thief. Law enforcement experts have raised concerns about whether the incident, which involved a thief getting so close to a cabinet official and then absconding with her belongings, may have been a lapse in security. It absolutely was a lapse in security. We need to protect these beautiful Americans. Okay? Enough. If I'm Trump, if I'm Kristi Noem, like, fuck this shit. I don't know what the fuck you're going to have to do, but you're doing a terrible job. Anybody could have just walked up to her and plugged her. Seriously, what a pile of shit. My God. All right. I do want to mention that Berlin Raceway, the racing has begun at Berlin. Tickets are $14 when you buy them online. Kids 15 and under are free. The parking is free. You get to bring in a 12 by 18 cooler with all of the goodies that you want and soft drinks. No booze, no glass. Everything else, fair game inside of the cooler. Head over to BerlinRaceway.com and get tickets for the next event. I'm going to be having a show get together at Berlin Raceway. I know for a fact, in the middle of the summer, we're going to do the Coleman Lutz 500. Year number 3 of the Coleman Lutz 500. I'll let you know the next time I am at Berlin Raceway. But you can go anytime. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. Thank you so much. Speaking of cars, get yours repaired at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. Great place to get your car repaired. Any type of service you need done, they will do it. Whether it's a car, an EV, a hybrid, they'll do it at Irvine's. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I've been talking for some time about Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. He can help you navigate Medicare, Social Security planning, a life insurance policy, healthcare.gov. He does it all. To get on his radar, you reach out at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. The barber on the show is King's Room Barbershop. 3 locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. They are awesome. You will love the haircut that you get at King's Room Barbershop. For dudes and chicks who like short hair. They're also hiring if you or someone you know is a stylist, wants to get some hours. Reach out to Andy or Colleen at King's Room Barbershop. Again, go to the website, kingsroom.net. Last but certainly not least today, Kuiper Tree Care. Tree risk assessment. Maybe a bunch of wind blow through and you got what looks like a cracked tree. It's going to fall. Maybe, maybe not. That's Tree Risk Assessment, three certified arborists that can help you in West Michigan. Storm cleanup, tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, they do it all. At Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Can you tell that there's a cough drop in my mouth? I know it makes me feel like I'm talking differently. It numbs my mouth, first of all. And I don't like talking with something in my mouth. I feel like I'm like just sounding like an idiot. Kuiper Tree Care, you can call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. All right. What are we doing on Asshole of the Day today? You've got the Secret Service. You've got, I can't even put Trump down as a nominee for wearing a blue suit and falling asleep during a Catholic funeral. I'd have done the same thing. How about fan with suicide cracks to baseball player? I think that's the guy. Suicide joke fan. I can't even call it a joke. I mean, come on now. I just wish a Duran would have kicked his ass. That's your asshole of the day today. Brought to you by our friends at TC Paintball. It's got to be this guy, right? Nakua Matata says it's Christopher Scherr. He's the cop that shot Loyola in the head in Grand Rapids here. I am anxious in hearing the testimony there to find out where that guy was coming from by doing that. Man Bun Chris says he can hear the cough drop. Luke says, I'm hoping it's an early Patreon. Oh, yeah, no nap today. I've had plenty of rest for the last few days, so I'm wide awake, you know. I am going to get a quick turnaround on that Patreon to give you the dirt and dish that gossip. Holy shit. All right, that's my time. Thanks for being part of it. I'll talk to you a little later on the Patreon. Do sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane to hear this juicy, holy shit. God damn.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.